The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin in the hizzy.
Heyo.
Producer number 9. So much more than a producer. How you doing, man? You good?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Pretty.
A little tired. Pretty good. Long night of sports action, you know.
Besides the Packers-Titans game, what were you involved
Blazers
in?
Blazers-Nets. Watch the end of that game.
Royce O'Neal put back.
Whew. A little triple-double action for him.
What'd you have?
Durant had it. I didn't have any bets on it. I was just watching it.
But, oh.
Man, Durant was kind of terrible at the end of that game. Had a horrific foul like before that, then missed the potential game winner. Luckily, Royce O'Neal was there to clean it up. Nets will take the win and happily leave.
Well, as KD will tell you, I mean, look at my teammates. What do you want us to do, win? You expect us to win? Titans beat the Packers. We'll get to that momentarily. 27-17, eye-opening for sure in many respects. Kawhi Leonard returns to the Clippers lineup, speaking of basketball. Played 25 minutes last night. Didn't get to double digits. 6 points, 5 boards, 4 assists for Kawhi, who has not played in forever yet again. What, he missed 8 games now he's missed?
Yeah.
Just being right. Over, like, what do you make of his career at this point?
Man, that's a great question. What do you make of his career? I mean, I think that everybody still assumes that there are unwritten chapters still to come of greatness.
Yeah. We shouldn't assume that.
Shouldn't assume that. Yeah. I think the way you asked the question puts it in stark reality. We recorded 100 Handicappers last night. Check it out, VSiN.com later today. But we were talking about this Clippers team a little bit last night. This West is so up for grabs right now, though, Gil, that I still think this team has the depth and the talent that they're the best team in the Western Conference right now. But it's always assuming health, right? It's assuming health with the Clippers, and that's something you really can't do with Kawhi Leonard, who's seemingly never healthy.
Clippers beat the Pistons 96-91. Pistons get the cover, though, in that process. By the way, on the show today, probably should start with this. Dr. Bob joins us momentarily to give us his play of the week. He had Tampa Bay last week in the NFL. That got home. Great record historically on this show for Dr. Bob, but beyond this show, too, but certainly within the confines of a numbers game. Paul Carr, he was kind enough to join us to give us a full World Cup preview earlier in the week. We'll recap some of his picks, and he has thoughts on early games in the World Cup from Qatar, however you want to pronounce it. That's coming up from Paul Carr. Michael Craig, hey, how about a Right Angle Sports release?
Let's go.
Want to move some global markets?
Let's do it.
College basketball, we'll do that later.
Make
on the show.
Money.
Our own Matt Brown, VSiN's Final Countdowns. Matt Brown will be here after his Megapod appearance yesterday. And then Adam Burke in studios. We got a lot to get to. In addition to that last night, we were talking about, of course, and we will talk about the Titans-Packers here, but the Bills practice today canceled due to weather. People should know that on the come up to the Bills-Browns game, which was moved yesterday, after all that we talked about on the show, was moved to Detroit. That was somewhat expected, and it happened. And so now the Bills get 2 games in Detroit in the span of 5 days. This is a shot from...
This is this morning just south of Buffalo.
Just south of Buffalo. Now, let me just say, Kelly, you know this, but we didn't get around to talking about it yesterday, but we actually had it on a graphic. I actually bet the under in the college football game between Akron and Buffalo.
Because you're smart, Gil.
Well, it's me and a bunch of other sports bettors who were thinking to themselves, self... Isn't there a college game in Buffalo, too, that nobody's talking about? And there was. Akron playing Buffalo and Maction. Now, everybody did way more research into this than we ever thought we would in an Akron-Buffalo game in Buffalo. It's not the same part of Buffalo as the Bills playing, so it wasn't supposed to be as much snow. But the point of the cancellations had nothing to do with the field of play. It had everything to do with the arteries that get you into Buffalo and just the madness and the pandemonium that it would cause, which is why the Bills game was moved, not because they're worried about them playing football in the snow.
Right. I mean, it's really more life things, right? It's having the available emergency workers for fire and ambulances and, you know, police not needed to, you know, take care of traffic and parking and stuff like this in games when there could be a serious emergency in upstate New York.
So the point of all that is we got ahead of the total in the Akron-Buffalo game, some by more points than others. And I only had a few points of value, but others had even more than I did. And anyway, the game was canceled finally this morning. Akron-Buffalo canceled because those kids from Akron, it would have taken them like 6 hours to get there. They would have to like gone around the perimeter of the city to get to the ball game.
Yeah. The other one, look, I don't have an answer for this, but the fact that the Bills are not practicing today seems a little odd to me. Like, okay, we figured out yesterday that we're not going to play a game because the snow is going to be such a problem that we needed to move the game. So what are you still doing in Buffalo? And I know the Lions, you know, are probably practicing at their facilities. It's not like they could go to Detroit early. But it would sure seem like, okay, as soon as you've made that decision that you're moving the game, wouldn't you have thought last night is like, okay, let's get out of town before, like, we get snowed in here or, like, buried in here?
So you know they're still there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they canceled practice today. That note came down this morning. So practice is canceled because of the conditions in Buffalo.
Or is that just because they're traveling out of there? I don't know how I'm interpreting that. But either way, they're not practicing, so hopefully they got out of town. I would assume.
Due to weather. Bill's practice canceled due to weather.
Well, so the college bet goes by the wayside. That's canceled. Refunds for everybody on that count. And then the game last night, after which the Titans and the Packers last night, which was fascinating. After which, by the way, Titans in celebration, their offensive coordinator Todd Downing was arrested and charged with DUI at 3 a.m. this morning in Williamson County. Hours after their win over the Packers, get to celebrating on that plane, and then you do something irresponsible. So that's a bad little add-on to that. But from the game itself, I mean, Kelly, this is, first of all, it's lights out for the Packers.
See ya.
Packers fall to 4-7. The competitive portion of your season, I get it, you're not mathematically eliminated, but the competitive portion of your season is over. They've lost 6 of 7. And all those third down conversions that you always came to expect from Aaron Rodgers and fourth down conversions, they just don't happen anymore. They don't happen with this group of receivers. And the Packers could not stop Ryan Tannehill and the Titans. I mean, that was the thing. Titans didn't have a bunch of defensive players. We talked about it yesterday. So there was that. They were able to hold Green Bay on that side of the ball. And then Ryan Tannehill could do whatever he wanted. He was 22 of 27 for 333. And you say to yourself, how much of that was Tannehill? How much of that was just bad Packers D?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit of both. I was laughing last night, though. He finally threw the interception because he was on that drive. And
oh,
I'm like,
there he is.
Yeah, he was on that drive, and I'm like, man, this is one of the greatest Ryan Tannehill games I've ever seen him play. Like, this guy cannot miss.
I'm gonna
and then
go
it was
further.
Like the might worst interception ever. You're like, oh, there he is.
Might have been the best game he's ever played.
Yeah, might have been.
I could be forgetting one or two, but that was pretty impressive. And again, where does his performance end and where does the Green Bay defense's performance begin? Since dropping their first two games, the Titans now have won 7 of 8. And they set season highs last night in points and yards. 27 points, 408 yards. Here's some stats for you. Here's one stat for you that I want to get into. The Titans improved to 10-2, Kelly, when playing on short rest under coach Mike Vrabel. Which brings us to the coach of the year conversation that we had yesterday, among other days. Mike Vrabel won the AFC Coach of the Year last year, rightfully so. The Titans ended up with the number one seed in the AFC without so many of their players, their key players. Derrick Henry out for more than half the season. It was 8 or 9 games of the season. Obviously, A.J. Brown was out for a spell last year. They had a bunch of guys out. They still ended up with the number one seed. Couldn't get it done even with 9 sacks against Joe Burrow in the divisional round of the playoffs. By the way, NFL research, NFL players with 5-plus receiving touchdowns and fewer than 20 receptions since 2000. Christian Watson, 5 receiving touchdowns on his first 16 career receptions now for the Packers.
He is looking good.
And, of course, Mike Vrabel, because Belichick always went to him.
How about that random fun fact from
10 receptions, 10 touchdowns in a career as a player. I didn't realize that every one of his catches was for a touchdown.
Yeah,
but that makes sense.
Every single one.
Makes sense. So good on Christian Watson, but that still didn't get the Packers to the promised land. I guess the question gets back to Vrabel. Any shot that they would give him coach of the year in back-to-back years? Can you go from a number one seed one year to a coach of the year the next?
Okay, so I want to say no. There's no chance. But looking at 50-1 on him right now, feels like that number's a little too long.
You want a little part of that? I'm just saying, like, he is elite. We've talked
He's elite.
Yeah.
But I think it's the... I mean, isn't it kind of in the same vein of Sean McDermott, right? Where it's like, these guys are just never going to, like, okay, Vrabel got his respect last year.
I don't think it is the same as Sean McDermott, because Sean McDermott has Josh Allen. I mean, he's got Ryan Tannehill, no matter what we just said about him in this one game.
I mean, yeah. Ryan and yes, Tannehill, quarterback's way more important, but he does have Derrick Henry, too.
Well, but he didn't have Derrick Henry last year. No matter the injuries, he seems to figure out, and it's all not him alone, right? But he is certainly present with game management at all times. We talked about that thing he did last week where 10 seconds left in the half. Mm-hmm. He's like, against the Chiefs, like, I'm calling a timeout here because otherwise you'll throw a Hail Mary. I don't know how many coaches in the league of the other 31 make that, you know, call that timeout there.
I mean, Gil, he's definitely a top five coach in the NFL to me. He might be a top three coach in the NFL to me. But I think if we're talking about coach of the year,
no,
from a betting standpoint, I still think he's a no. I don't think he has much of a chance.
Okay.
Because of what he did last year, which is a shame that it's going to take away a little bit from what he's doing this year, but I don't think he has much of a chance.
Titans to win the South now, minus 1,600 prohibitive favorites.
I am.
Would you bet them to win a conference or a Super Bowl?
No.
16-1 conference, 25-1-ish for the Super Bowl? Wouldn't do it?
Nah, neither. Yeah, I mean, like, you know me. Like, great Ryan Tannehill game. Yeah. Show it to me when it matters more.
Even with their ownage of the Chiefs, even with the troubles of the Bills, you're just not buying them, huh?
Just not ever. As long as Ryan Tannehill's there, never.
Yeah, they're the team that can win any game they play or lose any game they play, it feels like. But, man, good on them. And the Packers, well, pouring out a 40 for their season. We'll come back, Dr. Bob, find out what he's got in store for a bet this week, college or pro, we shall see. It's next on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. We get tweets at Beating the Book. For how long? For how much longer? I don't know. Mark Maynard.
Man.
This is to me and Chrissy. See, guys, if this really is the end of Twitter, I sincerely wish to thank you both for the hours of entertainment and knowledge you've imparted during that time. Thank you again. This is from Mike Alvarez, one of the greatest tweeters of all time. Hey, Gil, and he said, this is also to Chrissy as well. He said, in case things go sideways with Twitter, I'm going to leave my sophomoric semi-obvious observations on post-it notes on the glass of the VSiN studio at South Point on Monday during football season, or maybe Gil can set up a fax machine for a numbers game. The Twitter eulogies coming in left and right. People really feel like this could be the end.
Oh, man. It was all over the place last night during the game.
Oh, man. I was distracted by it.
I'm like, I'm looking for NBA injury news. People, stop saying your farewells.
Oh, man.
If it dies, it dies. It will be resuscitated at some point.
We get tweets. It's been a fine segment. We'll see.
It might be. We get Facebook posts.
Hey, one more thing.
We get Instagram DMs.
One more thing before we get to Dr. Bob here. That we didn't bring up. We have Paul Carr later talking World Cup. Qatari officials have abruptly reversed course, banning alcohol sales in and around all 8 World Cup stadiums. FIFA has a $75 million sponsorship deal with Budweiser, and the tournament begins in 48 hours.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. 12 years ago, FIFA granted the World Cup to Qatar. On the doorstep of the tournament, they're like, yeah, no beer. We lied.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to get that straight.
$75 million endorsement deal in place?
You think Budweiser's going to have something to say about that?
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be happy.
Excuse me. Pardon me. You can't do that. We'll see.
There was already, like, designated drinking areas within the stadium. Like,
you have gardens.
It's kind of like with smokers where it was like, hey, you all have to huddle in this one corner and drink. And now I guess they got rid of those, and they're going to keep it in the luxury boxes.
The rich people
still get to drink.
Off to a great start. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is a doctor. Well, not really. But he's Dr. Bob Stoll. Dr. Bob Sports is where you can find him on Twitter. DrBobSports.com is where you can find him on the internets. which are still up and running as far as I know. It's Dr. Bob Stoll, everybody. How you doing, Bob?
And I'll give up my fax number at the end of the segment.
Please do. By the way, you're 10-7-1 off your Tampa Bay win last night. You're 10-7-1 on the show this year and 72-50-1 all time on this show. How about that? Nice job on Tampa last week.
Thank you. Yes. They should have won by more. I thought their offense, I mean, they left some points on the table, I would say.
What do you got this week?
Chances to score.
You want to go college?
Well, I'm going to the college game this week. UCLA and Southern Cal, and the wrong team is favored. UCLA is the better team, and they're getting now they're getting 2.5 at home. They were getting 3. I grabbed that on Monday, and the line went down a little bit. But I think UCLA still a good bet, getting points at home. These teams are about the same offensively as far as moving the ball. Both teams average 7.3 yards per play. They basically played the same level of defenses this season. USC's faced the schedule at 0.1 yards per play better than UCLA's face. But basically the same level of offenses on these teams. The difference is in the defense. UCLA has a pretty solid defense. They've given up 5.4 yards per play. Their opponents would average 5.9 yards per play against an average defensive team. They're a half a yard per play better than an average defense on a national scale. USC, on the other hand, cannot stop the run. This team's given up 5.6 yards per running play this year, and overall they're giving up 5.8 yards per play against the schedule of teams that would average 5.7 yards per play against an average schedule. So they are very mediocre defensively. They somehow have gotten away with only allowing 24.4 points per game. However, the two really good offensive teams that they faced, Utah and Arizona, are the only two elite offensive teams they faced. Those teams combined to average 40 points against USC. Utah got 43, Arizona got 37. So I think UCLA is going to score around 40 points. So I think the difference is defensively. USC is probably less likely to turn it over. Williams does not throw interceptions, but DTR doesn't throw a lot of interceptions for UCLA either. So we're talking about a slight advantage in turnovers for USC. But other than that, UCLA is the better team. So I think they should be favored by 3 points or so at home. And here they are getting 2.5 or 2, depending on where you shop. So I like UCLA plus the points.
Would you sprinkle a little on the money line as well, just to get frisky with it?
Well, if you like to sprinkle,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
As long as
you
sprinkle.
At 2.5 or 2, it's, I think the expected value is probably slightly better on the money line.
Okay.
I just hate doing that and then having my team lose by 1. I'm like, God dang it.
I understand.
An idiot.
For
sure. But long term, yes, I think the money line's slightly better play.
You think the money line is the slightly better play long term? Yes.
Slightly better play at +2 or +2.5. Yeah.
Let me ask you generally about the college football playoff. I know we didn't plan to talk about this, but obviously most of college football mainstream media is concerned with, or is and rightfully appropriately talking about, what are the 4 teams that are going to get there, all the scenarios. I'm just curious, based on your numbers, the drop-off once you get from a Georgia and Ohio State to a TCU, what's the outlier? How much lower do you rate a team like TCU just on raw numbers? Or is it another team that you have rated vastly differently than the general conventional wisdom has them?
Well, I think the line, if it was Georgia or Ohio State against TCU, would be 2 touchdowns. I mean, 14, 15, 16 points. I mean, I think it'd be a huge difference, but that's not largely different from some playoff games we've seen in recent years. When Notre Dame made it a couple years, they were huge 2 touchdown underdogs too. But there's a pretty big drop off. I mean, Alabama's still the 3rd best team in the country. Then I have Ohio State, Georgia, then Alabama, then Tennessee, and then Michigan. But you could throw Florida State up there as far as being a really talented team. It just has some stupid losses, but.
Where do you have Florida State? Because we have a Florida State grad here, Kelly Bidlin. Where do you have Florida State ranked?
6th.
Florida State, really, number 6 team in the country, Kelly.
I think they're really, really good. They just had some losses. I think they just should have been better at. But just from purely, line of scrimmage, overall, they don't turn the ball over a ton. They're a really good team. I mean, I think they're a really good team. I think the market knows that. It's not like there's a ton of value on Florida State. there was before last week, maybe, but after beating up on Syracuse, there's not. But they're a really good team. I mean, I put them right there, right pretty close to Michigan, actually.
Wow, that's interesting. All right.
Oh, all right. I like it, Dr.
That's
Bob.
Interesting.
So unfortunately, there's no chance for that.
No, there is none. Yeah. Oh, so you have an Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, followed by Tennessee, Michigan,
Florida
FSU.
State.
Wow.
Yeah, and then there's a drop.
How big
and
of a drop?
And then the next grouping is like Texas, Mississippi, TCU, you know, LSU, UCLA, you know.
Oh, that
grouping.
That is interesting. All right. This will not be your official pick of the week. We got your UCLA play as the official play of the week. But just curious, what was your favorite NFL play of this week, week 11?
I've had a few releases. You know, I just threw out the over in the Cleveland Buffalo game when moved it to a dome.
You still like the over even with the jump, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the line would have been around 48.5 in normal Buffalo weather, like not crazy weather. And then, of course, it dropped a ton because of, you know, the snowstorm that was coming. But when they moved to the dome, they just moved it back up to 48.5. But you've gone from outdoors to indoors and turf instead of, you know, I think the matchups are good. I still like the over up to 50.5. I'm sure it went up this morning. 49.5.
Yeah, still 49.5. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I released it at 48.5 and it went up to 49.5. And I still like the over there.
Still like the over. All right. Now that they're in Detroit. Bob Solid.
Not an official play, but I mean, I'm playing it, and it is a good play. But for a radio play, you know, why don't we add it to the list of radio plays? We'll keep tabs on that.
We're adding it officially?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I bet it.
There you go, Kelly Bidlin. We got two plays.
It's a play.
Fascinating, Bob, especially those college football rankings, because I'm always curious because we get so immersed in, you know, the narrative of the day, who's going to make the playoff, and I just love hearing it from a raw number standpoint, and I figured there might be an outlier, and FSU certainly qualifies. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it as always.
Yeah, you know what? I think Florida State would easily be favored over TCU. It's not even a question.
What would the number be? How much would they be favored by? We got 5 seconds.
3.5. Neutral.
How much?
3.5, I think, on a neutral.
3.5 on a neutral. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Bob Stoll, everybody, at drbobsports.com, at drbobsports. Coming back, Paul Carr on his early World Cup thoughts, and we'll recap all his pre-flop as well. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
College basketball has started. Now's the time to get your copy of our annual betting guide at over 400 pages. It's our biggest betting guide ever with odds, trends, power ratings, and analysis on every team. Our team of experts includes Greg Hoops Peterson, Matt Eumanns, Jonathan Von Tobel, Wes Reynolds. They provide their predictions for win totals, futures, conference champions, tournament teams, and breakdown of all 60 coaching changes since last season. That's 60 of them. The only way to get the guide, though, is to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $99 and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do all the way through the Super Bowl. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Jack Larkin. Would your Akron Buffalo under bet be canceled without a venue change and still playing within the same week? Could be rule specific. Yes, Jack, you are correct. It is always rule specific. To this moment, we don't have any information about a venue move. That is correct.
I haven't seen anything yet, but this is, I mean, whether you're talking about that game or the Bills game, check your house rules with wherever you put bets in. I know I had to go through that process yesterday, just double checking stuff with how stuff will be graded, no action, or if it's action still.
Yeah, for the Buffalo, I want to say for the Buffalo-Detroit game, DraftKings and the Westgate were just it's action no matter what in that case.
Yes. Yeah. DraftKings, I know I saw that. I don't know about Westgate for sure, but DraftKings, I did see that.
This is from Jason H11. New segment, we get faxes. Mail the show at a numbers game, P.O. Box 696. Okay, that's enough of that. Attention, Midland Bidland. We're going to snail mail, everybody. That's what we're doing.
Going to snail mail.
It's going to be fun.
All right, so how about this real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, Sean McDermott already ruling out a few players for the game on Sunday. Tre'Davious White, Tremaine Edmonds, and Greg Rousseau all ruled out on the defensive side of the ball for the Bills for Sunday. This from Josina Anderson. league source on the Bills slash no. Quote, this is a major impact. There's currently a travel ban. Still waiting to hear on timing of today's Zoom meeting. Snow is coming down hard right now. I don't know what the contingency is if everyone can't make it to the airport and we can't fly out.
Okay, so we didn't linger on this enough because I was sort of incredulous at what you were saying, but you're apparently 100% right.
Why the hell didn't they fly out yesterday?
Well, like, I couldn't believe that. I'm like, come on, Kelly. Of course they got out of town, but they didn't?
They didn't.
What? Oh, wow.
I'm very confused. I'm very confused about this.
So we're going to cancel again because of the snow. Huh. Well, I guess we'll just have it in Detroit. Oh, we should probably get up and go. I mean, that didn't occur to them?
Why wouldn't you scramble and get out of town last night? Even if you're practicing in a hotel ballroom in Detroit today.
What are we doing? Well, there's that. We'll monitor that story the rest of the day here on VSiN. Obvious betting implications for that as well. Paul Carr joins us for the beautiful game, global football. The World Cup is upon us, less than 48 hours away. How you doing, Paul?
It's good. I'm getting my pager reactivated so I can send people picks tomorrow once everything blows up.
Hit me on the hip. That's right. Buddy of mine used to say all the time. Yo, Gil, hit me on the hip. I was like, what? Oh, your pager. That's right. All right, so a couple things. One, Budweiser's going to sue FIFA, right? Kelly just saw pictures of massive crates of beer there on the venue. And
like
now
shipping containers from Budweiser.
After 12 years, they decided, I'm sorry, no beer.
Yeah, I mean, it tells you something about, you know, this is what happens when you take money from places with questionable, you know, ethics, morals, beliefs, whatever you want to say, or just business, really, beyond all that. This is what happens. You're kind of beholden to them. FIFA's kind of stuck with this right now, having taken the Qatari money.
Oh, boy. All right, before we get into your thoughts on these first games here in the World Cup, which are kind enough to come back for the second time here, let's go back to Wednesday, and let's sort of recap some of these. Let's recap all of them, all of your thoughts here, and we'll just list them. And I'll let you actually go through them one by one and sort of give really brief thoughts on each. But essentially, we go group to group. Group A, Senegal to advance minus 125. Real brief thumbnail on that.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually get this around even money now. Senegal's Sadio Mane, who plays for Liverpool, their best player, is out for the tournament. They thought he could get in maybe into the group stage as of just a few days ago. I still like them to advance if you can get even money now. I think they're still a good team. They don't have maybe the glamour or the star power, but still good if you can get that even money to advance.
All right, and then in the group with England, the United States, Wales, and Iran, Group B, you've got Iran to advance at plus 400 as well.
Pretty simple. Just the price shouldn't be that out of whack. You know, Wales and the U.S. are about even money, give or take. Iran is not as good as they are, and there's certainly a lot going on beneath the surface, so the team could have major issues and fall apart. But they're a lot closer to Wales and England, and the price doesn't reflect that if you can get it around 400.
All right. Group C, Argentina, Mexico, exacta. You got a plus 170. Group D's Denmark to win the group at plus 275. And then Group E, Costa Rica to get 0 points. You believe they're one of the worst teams, if not the worst side in all the World Cup?
Yeah, they made a great run in 2014 to get into the quarterfinals, and the problem is like a third of that team is still around. So they're just not as good. Spain and Germany are Spain and Germany, and Japan is really good in that group as well. So I don't think Costa Rica gets any points. They do. It's only because their keeper is great.
All right, Group F, couple bets. Croatia to win the group at plus 225. Belgium eliminated in the group stage at plus 475.
Belgium's old, the defense especially, a couple 30-year-olds made in the defense. All three teams in this group are really in good shape tactically to attack that on the counter. So, yeah, you're taking a shot, but one or two teams that are seeded always get knocked out, and I think Belgium's one of them this time.
All right, Group H, Uruguay to win the group at plus 200. Then we go to the title itself. Argentina, your pick to win. You have a Germany, or Argentina's about plus 550. You have Germany at 10-1 because it's a Paul Carr segment, and it's an international tournament. You must have a Germany bet.
Yep.
Denmark, Uruguay, Croatia, maybe flyers, long shot flyers to win it all.
Yeah, those are the mid majors, so to speak, that have a shot, could make a run, just like Croatia did last time. Denmark, I like more and more. Everybody kind of does, but France just has a lot going on. There are a lot of injuries. They just might France it up and go out in the group stage or something. So Denmark definitely could make a run.
And Golden Boot thoughts, real quick.
You want someone good? On a good team, it takes penalties. Messi fits that mold. Argentina is one of the favorites. Memphis Depay thinks going to be recovering from injury for Netherlands. They could go deep also, and he takes the penalties.
Okay, so that's a sort of recap, real quick recap of what happened here on Wednesday for those who missed it. Now, let's get to Monday and USA's first match with Wales. What's the bet here?
Yeah, I mean, the very obvious thing is under, because both these teams struggle offensively. You expect them just to be a little cagey. No one wants to get blown out in the first game. But under 2.5 is like minus 215 or something like that, which you're just out of value. I think the U.S. is a little better offensively, even though I just think they have better attackers, more possibilities. So I've landed on the U.S. draw, no bet. Minus 130 is my price. So if it's a draw, you get your money back. If the U.S. wins, you get paid at minus 130. Again, I just think they have a few more scorers than Wales does. Wales defends a lot, but to be honest, they're not great at it. So I lean toward the U.S., and this is kind of my way of hedging that a little bit.
Okay, a lot of people who just heard that are confused. Explain what draw no bet means again.
Yeah, draw no bet means, so if you take the United States draw no bet, you are, in this case, laying 130. If the U.S. wins, you get paid at minus 130. If it's a draw, your bet is refunded. It's just a push on the draw.
There you go. Okay, let's go to Tuesday. Argentina and Saudi Arabia. What do you got there?
So, I mean, this is my take the better team argument here, but I'm going to lay 2.5 in this game at plus 145. Look, I will say this a lot during the tournament. Goal difference matters. It is the first tiebreaker. So you see sometimes you can roll up a big win in the opener and it makes the rest of the group so much easier. It gives you the tiebreaker. You know, think of the Women's World Cup in 2019, where the U.S. beat Thailand 13-0 in the opener, and we had all these terrible discourses about it. But it made the U.S. getting out of that group and winning that group much more important, because Sweden was the second-best team, couldn't beat Thailand that badly. All that to say, Argentina is way better than Saudi Arabia, which is one of the worst teams at the tournament, and I think they will roll through Saudi Arabia here. 4 years ago, Saudi Arabia lost 5-0 to Russia in the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina is better than Russia. And, you know, obviously these are different teams, but bottom line, Argentina's way better. I think they roll.
Laying the 2.5 with Argentina, and you're also laying the 2.5 with Spain against Costa Rica on Wednesday.
Yeah, we could roll back everything I just said and sub out Spain and sub in Spain and Costa Rica for Argentina and Saudi Arabia. The one thing to note here, this Spain team is really good. They're not the same style as the Spanish teams from the last decade or so, which will just pass you to death and never let you have the ball and, you know, grind out these boring 1-0, 2-0 wins. These Spanish teams under manager Luis Enrique will go at you more. You know, the games are going to be a little more chaotic, so they'll keep pressing and pushing. And again, they easily can hang three on Costa Rica, which I think is one of the worst teams in the tournament.
Okay, so Monday, USA draw no bet versus Wales. Tuesday, Argentina laying the 2.5 goals against Saudi Arabia. And Wednesday, Spain laying the 2.5 versus Costa Rica. We'll have you on often during the World Cup, Paul, so stand by for appearances left and right on the show. Last thing, the whole World Cup, the whole FIFA World Cup in Qatar begins with the home side, Qatar taking on Ecuador. Throw out the records when Qatar takes on Ecuador. Any thoughts on that game at all?
I'm not betting against Qatar, however we end up pronouncing it. It's there. Not betting against. They're not a betting. Terrible team. Yeah. Like, they've been in some tournaments, and they're not an unprofessional, awful team. I would lean toward them, if anything, just because it's at home. But I don't know. We haven't seen a whole lot of them. Definitely not on the global stage. Who knows what support's going to be like. You know, who knows what shenanigans might be going on. I'm staying away from them for now, at least.
Okay. Had to hear it. Thank you, Paul. Enjoy. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Paul Carr from the Expected Value Podcast. NBA division thoughts next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account, click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement at BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi and Nevada. Skill Alexander, we get tweets. At least for one more day, we do. By the way, Kelly, let me just say this. If I got that memo from Elon Musk, like you're either here hardcore or you're not, whatever the deal. First of all, what's hardcore? What does that even mean? But like the way that the memo was written.
I didn't read it.
The way, oh, well, trust me. I read everything. I was like, I wouldn't stay here either. Like, you don't care. Like, are you kidding me? I'm not staying working for you.
Man, it sure sounds like there's some dedicated employees there trying to do everything they can. But I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do when you've got, if you're an employee at a business and it's like, hey, I've got a issue or problem with the way that you're going to handle things because it's not the way that's worked, and I think I've got a better idea. Nope, not going to listen to you. You're fired. Get out of here. Okay, thanks for your
this
input.
This is awesome. I'll take the package. Thanks. John Legesa, who was on the show yesterday with us, pointing out, he goes, man, I'm sorry to bring my NFL prop chiller to your awesome show, Gil. Alan Lazard earning 11 targets from Aaron Rodgers at 15 air yards per target, which would be 165 yards total. We needed 60 receiving yards at plus 158. He finished just short at 57. So hard to abandon seemingly good process. Don't abandon it. So Legesa, a little bit of a bad beat on the Lazard prop for sure. This is from Dan Cobalt talking about the Lazard prop also.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Michelle Belanger. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Any relation to Mark Belanger, former Baltimore Oriole? The Blade. Any truth to the rumors we're hearing about the team not being ready to immediately fly out and now maybe unable to get out of Buffalo? Yes, we were just talking about this. And if true, when will the job posting to fill the position of Chief Bonehead be available? This really could become the story of the day.
Gil, I will say I'm surprised I'm not seeing more reports about it already.
Because people probably had the same reaction I did. Like, well, that can't be true.
Maybe. That's where I'm still a little confused on it. But that, I mean, that Josina Anderson tweet, it sure sounds like they're there and potentially stuck.
Indiana Jet. He said, hypothetical Bills, Bills can't leave in time to play on Sunday. Game gets moved to Monday. That causes the Bills Thanksgiving game to be moved to Sunday, which means Bills game no longer qualifies for Circus Survivor Thanksgiving week. Chaos ensues.
And I saw that tweet. That's probably exactly what would happen, right?
Man.
I mean, wouldn't you assume, Gil?
Could you imagine these people who saved their Bills for the Bills for Thanksgiving, which is almost all, like 70-some of the 86.
We saw that list the other day.
I think it was 71 out of 86 still had them. I'll get the exact number here momentarily. I have it from the other day. But yeah, that would be absolute pandemonium for Circus Survivor.
I mean, and that's likely how the NFL would handle it, right? It is, it's, you would move it to Monday or Tuesday, 71 still remains.
71 of 86.
But
yeah.
You'd likely move the game to Monday or Tuesday, depending, I guess, on when the Bills can actually arrive. And then, yes, you'd have to cancel their Thanksgiving game, move it back to Sunday. Yikes.
I can't wait to hear the complaints of the Circus Survivor competitors. Hey, y'all want to, maybe y'all should have listened to Bob DeLuca. He knew what was coming. Playing. Angriest guy in New Jersey. Got to say, good spot with directing Dr. Bob. That was like fighting, tiptoeing through a minefield. He has it in for Dr. Bob. This is from The Better Life, Tim Lawson. I'm 100% on board with the Belgium fade. Love to see someone else is looking that way. Paul Carr on the Belgium fade. And on with the tweets. We appreciate it always. Always here at A Numbers Game. All the tweets at Beating the Book. Pro tip of the hour. Let's do that. So much administrative work here, Kelly. Pro tip of the hour. Never assume on how a book will handle your bet on a game that has changed venues, days, times. Check house rules to make sure what you have live and what may have been canceled. Never more pertinent when weather is involved. It's your VSiN Pro Tip of the Hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. All available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. All right. Bet's giving upon us next week as well. Kelly's just dying laughing. Did you explain to people why you're laughing?
No, just because, I mean, you said we got a lot of administrative work.
A lot of administrative work. This entire segment is just knocking one thing off another. like to get to some betting talk. My God. Betsgiving next week, in case you missed it yesterday. We talked about this yesterday. We brought it up. So we did this VSiN-wide betting contest during the summertime. It was baseball-related. Mitch and Paul won it from Follow the Money. Was it 3 days or 5 days? What was it at the time? I can't remember.
I think it was around five.
Around five.
It's around what we're doing right this year.
It's what we're doing now. We're doing it next week, starting on Thursday. Thursday, and this is, by the way, every, as you see on the board here, boy, what is that? That is 18 different sort of groups or individuals that are competing in this Betsgiving betting contest to see who will be crowned Betsgiving champs. And I believe the title of greatest bettors of all time. Is that true, Kelly? Is that also the crown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Amolshaw kept his cool, thought the 15-1 on him was very accurate yesterday.
He kept his cool. Good to know. Good to know he didn't throw a temper tantrum. Oh, he did? That's good to know he's not taking it too seriously. Anyway, it's best sports weekend of the year next week because you got football, you got the World Cup. I mean, my goodness, you got Michigan, Ohio State. You got so much going on, including USA and England and the World Cup. So 18 shows, hosts and writers from VSiN competing. It's going to be DraftKings lines, all bets a hypothetical $100. Thursday, any of the three NFL games. Friday, any bet on the USA-England game. Saturday, any of the three rivalry games, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Notre Dame, Auburn, Alabama, a bet on one of those. Sunday, three NFL bets, one side, one total, one money line. And then Monday night, Indianapolis and Pittsburgh, one side and one prop. So a hearty 5 days, Betsgiving, check it out. Starting on Thursday, Thanksgiving, which we will be here for, Kelly, yes?
Yeah, we will. Your normal and numbers game crew will all be here.
By the way, speaking of which,
Friday, Thanksgiving.
My Thanksgiving, my way of being grateful to my entire crew here at a numbers game, Kelly, everybody on the show, VSiN store, I'll buy them anything they want in the store. One item for everybody.
Oh, cool. They just put the new VSiN motorcycle in there.
Oh, did they?
Everybody gets a new motorcycle.
If everybody wants a motorcycle, I'll buy them that as well. Is it really a motorcycle?
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
You're like, I promise one item for everybody.
Well, last time it was Ann was like, can I get the hooded sweatshirt? I said anything. Go get what you want. It's my way of saying thank you to the crew here. Everybody does such a great job. Now we can talk about divisions in the NBA. Are I done? Do I have anything else to talk about?
No, I think you're all caught up. Okay. I think you're all caught up. I have a couple bets in the NBA today.
Please,
actually.
Oh, get to those first.
Past couple Fridays have been very, very hot, but I've had bigger bets on those games. I do have three bets in right now. Some of them are just small ones here. I did lay 8 points with the Mavericks, 8.5 with the Mavericks last night. The Denver Nuggets, extremely banged up heading into Dallas tonight. You're going to have no Jokic, no Jamal Murray in the lineup. They are both out sick. This is flu or COVID stuff running through this team rampantly. So Murray and Jokic both out due to medical protocols. Kind of wondering if there's going to be anybody else who might end up on that list the rest of this day. So that is why I put that bet in ahead of time. Mavericks have not been great covering the spread right now. I think they are 0-8-1 in their past 9 games ATS. But still, I think without that firepower for Denver, that is still a small play for me tonight. I also took the Wizards on the money line last night, laying -102. I believe that line has moved a bit. I was just trying to get in front of that. The Wizards number is currently, it's about what? You can get a pick 'em. You're right around there. Lane one or pick 'em. So -110 on the money line if you want to join me there. Bam Adebayo questionable for that game tonight. Again, we're still just for the first time kind of seeing this Wizards team playing together, you know, as a whole, Gil, with Bradley Beal back in the lineup. So just really these past few games is when you've gotten their full firepower. So betting on them, no Tyler Hero for the Heat tonight. That reminder, he did not travel with them for this road trip. And then I'm on the Suns pretty heavily tonight in Utah against the Jazz. I believe Drew said it this week or last week, but we will both be broke men if the Jazz continue to do what they're doing. So this is kind of just fade Jazz. I laid a money line last night, -120. It's 1.5 to 2, the point spread in the market right now. I think that's a fair price. Keep an eye. Chris Paul still questionable for this game tonight, but it's a play on either way.
Can I just, since you bring up Drew, and I'm not picking on Drew, but I just, again, back to the discussion about expectations and Coach of the Year. We talked about Daboll and Salah and Pete Carroll. Remember what Drew was saying before? This is like a secret tank from the Titans. Mm-hmm. Like, we forget how low we thought of them before the season started.
Totally.
Secret tank. They're tanking. No. What? And I'm not picking on him. He wasn't alone, right? Like, I mean, that's how
I was there with
our
him.
Perceptions yeah. are completely different than what they were, and we should not
Colts
lose sight of that.
Run away with it.
We'll get to those divisions in the NBA when I have Lester Reed. Coming back with a release from Right Angle Sports next.